SLUG constitutes Utah influencers. We use our voice to nurture what's important in inspiring a healthy community: music, arts, lifestyle, and events.
Shh, are you listening? This is SLUG Soundwaves. My name is Rachel Manoa Brockbank. I'm also known as Tish Mall, and Tish Mall is my native name. It's also the name of my solo project. And for the past, 2 years, I've been working with producers Mason Porter of Goldsmith in Harlem, as well as Christian Duraeus of The Bronx. For my live show, I have Aiden Bay of Grove, and he plays on the Juno synth. And then Christian, one of my producers, he joins in on the Moog synth bass and a drum sampler when we play live. La Femme de Velour, it's going to be this awesome three-night weekend of lineups that feature these local female-led bands and artists, and it's going to be amazing. They do it every year, and I just feel really honored to be part of it this year. And it's kind of a celebration of the women here in the local music scene. So it's three nights. It starts on Thursday, February 22nd with Julianne Bro, Bree Ray, Pipes, and Mia Grace. And then Friday night, February 23rd, we have Alyssa Piper. Then I'll be playing as Tish Mall. And we have Sister Adolescent and New Shack. Then Saturday, February 24th, we have Little Moon, Shayla Smith of Flannel Graph, Jen Blossel, and Mindy Gledhill. Each night, the doors open at 8 p.m. Tickets are $8 each. You can get them in advance online, which I suggest doing because there is a high chance that these shows will sell out. You can also get pre-sale tickets if you want to direct message me on Instagram at tishmall.music. It's going to be a great show, so I hope you can make it. Every little word felt like concrete. I grew up with music in our house, and early on, music was used as this way to soothe, I guess you could say. And when I was little, I have these memories of being asleep in my bunk bed that I shared with one of my siblings, and my dad would be sitting in the hallway with the light on, and our room would be all dark, but I could kind of see his silhouette, and he would be playing the acoustic guitar, playing Beatles songs, playing Kenny Loggins, and would put us to sleep that way. And then as I got a little bit older, you know, I was probably in second or third grade, I would sing myself to sleep and make up songs, and I even at one point specifically decided to write one for my little sister who slept on the bunk beneath me at that point. And it was this funny song about sliding down rainbows and eating ice cream and how you'd be my friend forever. And we joke about that now because it's the cheesiest thing, but it's also pretty cute. Songwriting and music had always kind of been this way of coping, I guess, coping with not being able to sleep at night. And it's funny that now my songwriting comes from not being able to sleep at night still with my dreams. My nightmares kind of bleed into my songwriting and vice versa. Nightmares are scary, and sometimes I hate them when they're really bad and they're about other people, but you know, they are what they are, and I'm grateful that I've been able to kind of embrace them and find a way to use them for good. There's a child inside of everyone, and he cries when he feels he's been broken. I was one night asleep in bed. All of a sudden, I hear these voices, and they've got reverb on them. And it was freaky because it was so crystal clear, and it was my own voice, but there were multiple voices. And I was like, whoa. So much so that it woke me up, and I sat up straight in bed and was just shocked. And I grabbed my phone, I ran to the bathroom. I didn't want to wake up my husband. And I sang into my phone, and I went back to sleep. And then the next morning, I listened to the voice memo on my phone, and I could barely hear it because I was humming. And so you hear this kind of sound, you know, but you could faintly hear the melody. And I went to the piano, and I don't know, the song just kind of came out. Those voices that I heard became the ahs in the chorus for Connections, and a song just became so special to me because it never happens that way, you know. So I was in school studying to be a doctor. I wanted to find the cure for illnesses, and I wanted to help people that way. And I'd always told people, you know, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to be awesome doing that, and it's going to feel great, and I'm going to be this achiever. And then I get to these classes, and I just didn't feel like I belonged. I didn't feel like I fit in. I didn't really enjoy the classes, which is weird because I am such a science geek. I love biology and physiology, and I think it's fascinating, but something was so off. I'm a big believer in different energies and vibes, and I just was not feeling it. And it was frustrating because I didn't like that feeling. And kind of like hovered over me like a black cloud as I walk around campus like, what am I doing? Why am I feeling this way? I would then kind of go back to my dorm and hide away in the basement where they had this little piano room, and I would just sing my guts out and play for hours. I probably annoyed all the girls in there. I was doing that more and more, and one day I was walking on campus just kind of depressed about the whole situation, like, what am I going to do? And it was one of those moments, and I was kind of meditating, kind of praying, and I was like, what am I supposed to do? And the answer was just like, you idiot, like, duh, what have you been doing, you know? What have you been spending your time doing? And I realized how this music can be something that can really help people. It's been cathartic for me. It kind of just, like, got this answer, and it was a little bit scary, but knowing that my music could help people and having that click in my head made it feel less intimidating, even though I was terrified.
I don't mean to hurt you when my words don't come out.
The song River, I wanted to kind of talk a little bit about that. I wrote the song just looking back at my younger self and thinking about my history with an eating disorder and how that affected people and how that affected me. I've been in like 8 years now in recovery, and I'm feeling so great, and I've come a long way, but it was really, really cathartic to take the time and put that experience kind of into a song. And just the line at the beginning that's like, I don't mean to hurt you when my words don't come out. Whoa, you know, that first line, I remember the words came to me as I was playing, and I just cried because I knew that it was for my mom, and I knew that it was also for other people that I wasn't honest with, you know. I think eating disorders and addictions thrive in that kind of secrecy. The shame just overwhelms you, and it's hard to get out of it, but it's so liberating and so terrifying, but so good to just be like, you know what, being in control is letting go, is really what it is. Looking back at my younger self and what I was feeling, I was just suppressing a lot. That's kind of the theme of the song, is how I'm hiding this feeling, but underneath it all, I'm just like this river, and I'm like kind of bleeding out, and I'm still moving forward like a river does, but I'm kind of broken. And at the same time, towards the second verse, it talks about smoke signs in the distance. I'm resistant to see the heavy rocks, the heavy rain laid over me. And those lines, I'm not really sure, but I would think, looking back, that those are kind of symbolic of recognizing that I need help, I need to let it go, I need to feel. And I want to take the time right now to say, you know, eating disorders are a serious mental health issue, and they need to be talked about because they are far more common than we realize. And please, if you're listening and you have been struggling or thinking about food in unhealthy ways or thinking about your body weight, whatever it is, just know that there's help, and you don't need to live with that in your life. You can be happy, and you can be comfortable, and can live through these emotions, whatever it is you're struggling with, and you can cope in healthy ways. And so I hope that if you are struggling, please talk to someone, get the help you need, because it's a serious thing, and it can be life-threatening, and you deserve so much more.
But I didn't know, I didn't see the satisfaction you had standing over me.
My dad gave me the name Tishmal when I was about 12 years old, and it means hummingbird in Chamtela, aka Luiseno, which is the language of my tribe, or the Payom Kawichum people, or the people of the West is what we call ourselves. It's kind of a tradition in my family and in our tribe as well to be given a native name, kind of when you're like no longer a child, you're given this name, and it's really special. It's a way that we remember and honor and claim our culture and keep it as a part of us. as I was writing these songs and thinking about who I am. And it just kind of feels sometimes like people see me as Rachel, but through my songs, I am so much more raw, so much more honest, and that's where Tishmal is. And it's almost like maybe in some way that Tishmal is writing the songs.
Didn't you hear the cry?
When I switched to, like, I'm going to do music, people were like, oh, that's good. You have, like, that's good. You can do that because you're the girl. And I was like, what are you talking about? Like, well, your husband will have the real job. And I'm just like, no, I have a real job. This is, like, my life, my blood, my sweat, my tears. Like, please. I have been so puzzled by this. I was in production classes throughout my schooling in Provo, and I would be the only girl. And I was like, why aren't girls in these intense production classes? Why? Like, and I honestly don't know. And part of me wonders if it's because boys from a young age are told, you can do whatever you want, reach for the stars. And girls are told that too, but sometimes it feels like they're not told as much. And I think we need more examples of women who are out there doing it. And that's why this Le Femme show is so important to me, is because I want there to be young girls in the audience that are like, whoa, if she can rock, I can rock. If she can play the drums, I can play the drums. And it's so important to have those visible role models that you can look to for an example and you can look to for inspiration. There's just so much talent here in Utah, and it's cool to highlight it. It's just fun. I hope that people who are listening will come out to the shows. Any of the nights are going to be killer. They go running through your I love Velour. I love that there's this feeling of community, this positive attitude of success rises with success. That's kind of the vibe that I've gotten as I've performed there and I've watched shows there, and I just love it. And I love that they do this weekend where they feature female artists, and I love the idea of women supporting women and that it's this team effort. There's no like weird competitiveness. It's everyone just having a good time and celebrating. And I think that is so needed. I hope that someday Provo doesn't need this show. I hope that it's even across the board, you know, but right now it really isn't. You hear these killer bands and it's like, oh, we're gonna go hear so-and-so play, and it's like, oh, they're all men on stage. And it's not like I'm anti-man or anything, but I'm definitely pro-women and I'm pro-human. I'm a feminist, so let's get this cracking and let's get more people out there.
Keep loving me, keep hurting me.
Back in November, I released my first single. It's called Underneath. We were able to be featured with the Line of Best Fit, and they had an exclusive premiere of the music video that we filmed for the single, and so they were able to do some really great coverage on the single as well as share the music video with everyone. It was an awesome way to start off. Creating the music video, writing the music, everything for this song was just so fun. When we were working in the studio, we kind of could tell it was different than the other songs. It was actually the last one we finished up. We knew that it was going to be something cool. We decided to film a music video. I had been following the work of Paradox Digital for a couple of years, and it just so happened that my producer also is a producer for this production company, Paradox Digital. So it was kind of the natural step to working with them, and I was so excited. And then we ended up having this meeting and talking about our ideas, and we had these Pinterest boards that we had both created, me and the director, Christian Dreyes. It was funny because a lot of the images were the same, and there was this kind of haunting yet beautiful combination of images. We knew there needed to be water. I loved their idea with the black ink, and it really hit home for me. We were talking about the music video, and they really wanted it to kind of be based off of this horror film. And as creepy as it was, I was so excited because I have had these terrible dreams since I was a kid. A lot of my songs stem from those, and especially Underneath. So I was just so impressed with their ideas and the way that the video turned out. I'm just so pleased.
I really love working with my producers. They are so killer. I remember some of the first sessions, I would have to sit there and like pinch myself. Like, this is happening. They care about my music. They are invested, and they're some of the nicest people ever. And Mason and Christian, you guys rock. Thank you to my brother-in-law, Andrew, and Alexis Dyer, my sister, for setting me up with them and I'm getting kind of the ball rolling for all of this. I'm so grateful.
I would love to share with you this song. It's called Underneath. It was released as our first single with the music video. Hope you like it.
Have we been sleeping as the pressure builds, secretly suffocating? 'Cause when we're underneath it all, when everything goes wrong, will you be beside me? Or will I be alone? Everything is perfect now, yeah, everything is right. We haven't seen the demons yet, we don't know how to fight. Oh, promises we can keep them. 'Cause when we're underneath it all, when everything goes wrong, will you be beside me? Or will I be alone? When everything is perfect now, yeah, everything is right. We haven't seen the demons yet, we don't know.
For easy access to my music and everything, you can just head over to tishmal.com. And I'm also active with Instagram and Facebook, where you can find me as tishmal.music. Also, I would so love to have you at the La Femme de Velour show. I play Friday the 23rd. Please come say hi. It's going to be at Velour on University Avenue in Provo. It's an all-ages club. It's super fun, and I hope to see you there.
Can't stand another Tuesday night in? Use Slug's daily calendar to fill your social calendar for you.